6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Jimmy Smith from the album The Cat, that was the main title from The Carpetbaggers. You might know it as the theme from The Money Programme. That's certainly why I heard it for the first time. And then Andy, the drummer from Clute, Andy Hargreaves, put me on to who'd written it and where I could find a recording. With a piece of music that dynamic, it's really doing it no favours to put it on the radio because of a thing called radio compression, which I'm sure you know about. It basically limits the volume of everything coming out of your radio so nothing's too quiet or too loud. But what it means is when you've got a very dynamic piece of music like that, it starts off really quiet and gets really, really loud. Those dynamics are lessened by the radio compression. So once again, write it down and hear it in all its glory by going and purchasing it from a shop or online. That was Jimmy Smith, and it's called The Main Theme from The Carpetbaggers. There you go. I should introduce myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. I am pre-recording as always in my little house in North Manchester. Let's open the window, where it is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Because of the Glastonbury etc, I'm about a fortnight ahead in pre-recording this week's programme, and it is just beautiful here. Very, very hot day. But for most of you, it's just gone 10 on a Sunday night. I'm with you till midnight. And the reason I chose the carpet baggers at the beginning there is because my theme this week is brass. So I hope that whet your appetite. We've got loads and loads of great brass involving songs. I'm going to try it. It's not going to be jazz heavy, don't worry. It's going to be a little bit of jazz, character based as well as sort of a little more modern. But I'm going to replay that Femi Kuti tune I played the other week, because that went down very, very well. And my featured artist this week is Scott Matthews. I'll be talking about him in a little bit. And of course the Beckopedia, our mystery musical history girl, will be dropping by with another gem of musical knowledge for us. Plus Song for Guy recommendations from you lot, and chat bordering on nonsense from me in between the records. So I mentioned that Scott Matthews is the featured artist. This is a tune I play every now and again on the programme called Sweet Scented Figure. And when I first heard this, I immediately thought of Elbow's guitarist Mark Potter, because it's right up his boulevard. Ladies and gentlemen, our featured artist this week, Scott Matthews. Happy Sunday, everyone. Our chosen artist this week, that was Scott Matthews and Sweet Scented Figure. A couple of years younger than me, Scott, so he's 13. The first person to play him on the radio was our very own Janice Long. Isn't she a wonder? She was very helpful in Elbow's career as well. And also Mark Radcliffe and Bob Harris, both of whom, again, have been championing new music, especially British new music, for a long time. Scott won an Ivor Novello Award for Best Song Musically and Lyrically for a tune of his called Elusive in 2007. And we've got two more songs from him before midnight, when the great Don Letts will be here with Culture Clash Radio. Okay, so the theme is brass, and you can't really have that theme without having some wonderful jazz, eh? This is Duke Ellington. The Far East Suite is the collection that this is from. He didn't actually visit the Far East as much as the Middle East, and by the sounds of this tune, they didn't have a great time there. But it's a great tune, and it's great brass. Here is Duke Ellington with Blue Pepper. Great. That was recommended to me by my good friend Pete, who's the drummer in Here We Go Magic, who are a wonderful band. Nigel Godrich produced, and very artistic, creative bunch. They played with Elbow last year, and he said to me, Pete, have you tripped on Duke Ellington? Which meant, have you heard it? And I thought that was pretty cool in a kind of a, have you tripped on Duke Ellington? It's like he's lying around. Anyway, so when I was on holiday, you remember I took you with me for an edition of The Finest Hour. While I was on holiday, towards the end of the week, we had some food that we hadn't finished, and we had some booze that we hadn't finished. There was about a dozen of us on the holiday there. So in an attempt to get rid of some excess food and some excess booze, we infused a watermelon with gin. Please drink responsibly. We infuse the watermelon with gin. It's an easy process. You make a hole in the top, and then you make some little holes around the bottom, and then you put a bottle of gin in there and wait for it very slowly to permeate throughout the watermelon, and then you slice it up and serve it, and man, it is delicious. And I said to Mrs. Badger when we finished it, I really enjoyed that watermelon gin affair. I think it might be my weird thing as an old man. Every time we have a party, I can do cocktails inside watermelons and then slice it up. I will, in effect, become, are you ready? This is radio gold here now. I will, in effect, become the watermelon man. Herbie Hancock, yo. Herbie Hancock and Watermelon Man. If I'm going to become Watermelon Man, I'm going to need a special power. What would Watermelon Man's special power be? Well, you might not know that not only does it quench your thirst, the watermelon, but it also helps with inflammation. Inflammation contributes to things like asthma, diabetes, colon cancer and arthritis. Watermelon's good for that. Let me look at my watermelon fact list here. There are over 1,200 varieties of watermelon grown worldwide, and it doesn't contain any fat or cholesterol. And also, pink watermelon is a good source of antioxidants, and they get rid of they neutralise free radicals. And here's the most stunning watermelon fact for you: it's not a fruit; it's a vegetable. Maybe Watermelon Man's power. Secret power would be to lull villains into thinking they were having health food, and actually he's infused the watermelon with gin, taking away any of its beneficial healthy qualities. Anyway, that was Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. It contains some false brass as well as some real brass. Him messing around with early saxophone synthesizers, something that usually would make my hair curl, but in actual fact I love it on that tune.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Where are we up to next? Let me just look at my little list here. Oh, yes. B-side land. And in those terms, I asked you a few weeks ago about favourite B-sides. Completely forgetting this one that James Aubrey Greenwood in Wakefield has written in about. He put, you asked your listeners last week what our favourite B-side is. Well, mine has to be Something's Burning, which was the B-side to One Love by the Stone Roses. I bought the 7-inch, and as much as I love the A-side, it was the B-side that significantly was more worn out. And that's from James, Emma and Daisy. I'm guessing they're his wife and child. Well, the three of you, fantastic. I absolutely love this tune, and I agree with you. I prefer the B-side to the A-side. It is the Stone Roses. It is Something's Burning. The film Made of Stone that I watched recently, the Shane Meadows documentary on the Stone Roses. Whether you're a fan or not, you need to go and see it. If you're not a fan, it'll change your mind. And it's just such a special film. They actually play this in the rehearsal room. It's actually in Cheshire, the place they rehearse. And Elbow have done some work there. And Doves have as well. I recognise the place. And they start playing this when they first start rehearsing for their live gigs. And just amazing. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. Here it is, The Stone Roses with Something's Burning. And thank you to James, Emma and Daisy for that Song for Guy recommendation. Stone Roses and Something's Burning. Yeah, fantastic stuff. What an amazing tune. So the theme is brass, and this one from Joni Mitchell, the brass, again, it's another dynamic one, something that if you buy this and listen to it on your hi-fi at home, you'll have a different listening experience. Nevertheless, it sounds great on the radio, and I want you to concentrate on how fast and stunted the huge brass section on this tune is while it's being played. It's a good story as well. Here's Joni Mitchell with The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines.
I love to roll the dimes, stuck in the spot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me, jingle in the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized, they keep you reaching for your wallet here in Fool's Paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. And a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, 'cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He really got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. My bite is in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky
Joni Mitchell and the Dry Cleaner from Des Moines. Isn't that amazing? From an album called Mingus that she began with Charlie Mingus, the famous jazz bassist, who died while the record was being made, but it's got some lovely field recordings of the great man talking. And that was taken from that. That's the Dry Cleaner from Des Moines. Brilliant, nasty, full-on, tricky brass, I'm going to call that. The brass in this next tune does something to the groove which makes you celebrate a little harder. I played it the other week and it got a great response from among other people, my mother. This is Femi Kuti, son of Fela Kuti. It's called Truth Don't Die and it's from the album Shock Shock. And when the brass comes in, if you're not dancing by the time you've heard the brass for a few seconds, then I'm afraid you're already dead.
Say
say, Femi Kuti and Truth Don't Die. The brass on there is incredible. You've got to bear in mind that when he plays live, the guy's playing that stuff for dancing as well while they're doing it, including his 9-year-old son when I saw him at Glastonbury about, I think it was 2005, something like that. His 9-year-old son was there giving it some as well, playing it, as I remember, a saxophone. Amazing. One more time, that was Femi Kuti and Truth Don't Die. This next band, I've foolishly missed the opportunity to see them live, but I was in a bar in Manchester called Big Hands just after they finished playing next door at the Academy, and the whole mariachi brass section came in and regaled us with some more of their music. It is Love from the album Forever Changes. This brass is Alone Again All.
You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that
wonderful stuff. Love and Alone Again All from Forever Changes. And unfortunately, a lifelong regret that I didn't go and see them when I had the chance before Arthur Lee died.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Radcliffe.
Oi! Don't you start.
And Maconey.
Strange, but not unpleasant.
Together, they're Radcliffe and Maconey.
Hot elbows moments, things that really annoy you. Lauren Barker said she particularly hates Elton John agreeing with Dionne Warwick at the end of That's What Friends Are For.
Quite way he says it.
Yes.
As if to say, that's right, Dion.
I agree with you, Dion.
That's what friends are for.
Yes.
Correct. That's what friends are
for. Yeah. Radcliffe and Maconey. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour. On 6 Music.
So I was talking to you about the International Space Station a few weeks ago. It's been rolling for a few weeks, actually. It's amazing that you can see it. Apparently, it's not a light on the bottom of the station. It's the... Yeah, I'll read you this. It's from Dave Morgan. Your evocative description of the space station going overhead the other day was great. If you don't know already, NASA have a great website which will give details of sighting opportunities from anywhere on Earth. I'm no rocket scientist, but I noticed that the sighting possibilities are usually within 1 to 2 hours of sunset or sunrise, and what you're seeing is the sun reflecting off the space station. I reckon it's brighter than it used to be because they keep adding modules, so it's considerably larger since you first saw it passing in front of the moon. Best wishes, Dave Morgan. So it hasn't got a light on it. That's the sun reflecting off it. Well, then why hasn't it got a light on it so that everyone can see it in the night sky? There you go. There's a proposition for you. I was wondering if any of you lot knew anyone who knew anyone who knew anyone on the ISS. I want them to listen to an edition of The Finest Hour on the ISS. And if I know it's coming up, I'll tailor it for exactly their needs. Peter Camber got in touch as well and said you should see the amazing video of astronaut Sunita Williams giving a guided tour of the station. I have seen that. She's an amazing host, isn't she? And once you get over her long hair floating in a gravity-free environment, it really is a fascinating little movie, that. And then this one, which has really touched me. Now, excuse me. This is from somebody who hasn't signed their email, but the email address starts with the word Horer, H-O-A-R-E-R. So maybe that's somebody's last name, or maybe it's H-Aura. Anyway, he says, never mind ISS, look at this. I have a night job which is duller than you can imagine. Me and my oppo, Matt, first saw the ISS a couple of weeks ago and have become a bit obsessed with it. I've got an International Space Station tracker application and plan smoke breaks around its transit. This isn't an advert for the app, but it shows its position relative to the ground, and as you watch it in the sky, you can see it travelling from, for example, Barcelona to Geneva. So not only is it 250 miles up in the air, it's 900 miles away. How does that work? Anyway, we thought with the ISS we'd seen everything. That is until 1 o'clock on Saturday the 8th, looking north from Blackburn to Pendle Hill, we saw the sky glowing with shades of blue and green. Excuse me. It took us a while to work out it was the Northern Lights. I've never seen it before, and I've always had an urge to go to Norway to catch it. I'll have to find another reason to go there now. I hope you like the picture. And he sent me the most beautiful picture of the Northern Lights taken from Blackburn. Incredible stuff. So I don't know your name. I'm going to call you H. And yeah, how many of you listen to the programme while you're doing a night shift? How many of you are at work 10 till midnight on a Sunday? I'm going to do a slot every week for night shift workers, once I get your emails in, of course, and tell me what kind of tunes is good for the night shift. In fact, we will call it The Night Shift. H, get in touch. This is for you. It's REM's Day Sleeper.
Receiving department, 3 a.m. Staff cuts have socked up the overage. Directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei wakes up. Talk of circadian rhythm. Bull and the bear. tonight. I can't even say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine light. It's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint gray. My night is color. Headache rays on, wake me so much. The ocean machine is set tonight. I'll squeeze into Helen and Valentine.
REM's Day Sleeper. That was for H and anybody who's at work tonight. Do let us know. Get in touch. It's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Or just go on my page of the Six Music website, where, if you miss the title of any of the songs I've played, you can also find them. I had an email in front of me. It's got lost in the shuffle. I was just looking for it then during that tune. But it was from someone saying that her children really love the Horace Silver tune, Song for My Father. And I thought, well, seeing as though it's got some cool brass in it, I should say, I nearly said grass then. It's got some cool brass in it. I think we can play it again, or certainly some of it. Horace Silver's Song for My Father, her kids love it, and one of them refers to it as the funny song, but I'm afraid I can't find the email, so I can't remember her name. But yeah, let's ponder what kind of a man Horace Silver's father was. See if we can work it out from listening to this tune. Horace Silver's Song for My Father.
Thank you.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Wait or stay? Say you'll hit a curve. You missed out on a hint to know. You missed out on a wheel to know. The little thing. And Abby knows.
Dina Nordenstam and Little Stars, beautiful bit of saxophone on there, played by Jock Midler. Apparently, never heard of him before, looked at the sleeve notes. But yeah, that was Dina Nordenstam. If that sounded familiar to you, it was on Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. It was on that soundtrack, which is a great soundtrack. I remember everybody had a copy of that at one point. That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Hannah McCullen, I should say. I actually think it might be Hannah that recommended the Horace Silver tune as well, so there you go. It's time now for our weekly visit, though, from that mystery musical history girl, the elusive, wonderful Beccapedia. Now then.
Scat singing is the art of vocal improvisation, a wordless vocalisation of nonsense sounds, which makes the right voice sound like a virtuoso playing a wind instrument, which is, of course, exactly what the human voice is, the most natural of all instruments. And its ability to create myriad different sounds is exactly why scat singing belongs to jazz, where the likes of Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie swooped, soared and growled their way through some of the finest examples of scat ever heard. Then there's Cab Calloway. You only have to listen to his jumping jive to realise his brilliance. He effortlessly slides from vocalese to lyric and back again as his band plays and sings along in a call and response that pulls together into a glorious melee of sound and irresistible rhythms. Then, in a musical nod to Stuff Smith, the boys sing the riff from Eyes A-Muggin as he duels with solo saxophone, trumpet and trombone in a profusion of scat singing. As playful and jocular as it sounds, it's also a dazzling, dizzying vocal tour de force. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim Jim jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out this mellow jive. Beat it out on the male side. Shalimar, Swanee Shore. Let me dig that jive once more. Boy.
Right on down to
oh, boy. Now, can't you hear those hep cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jim, jim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the mellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you beat that ickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The dim, dim jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
The jim jam jumping jive makes you hep hep on the mellow side. Hep hep.
Hep hep. Hep hep. Hep hep.
The jimma jamma jumbo hip jumbo hip jive will make you dig hip your jive on the mellow side. Hep hep.
Hep hep.
The jimma jamma jump the solid. You 9 foot taller when you're 4 foot and five. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Now don't you be that rickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make it a joint of jumping like the gators do. The dim, dim, jumper, and the jumping, jumper makes you like it. Your egg is on the dead. Hep, hep. Jimmy jamma jumping jive makes you hep hep on the mellow side. Tibbly boodly 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 diddly doodly diddly going 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 da da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this mellow jive. Boom, you dig it on the mellow side.
Great, Cab Calloway and the jumping jive, as recommended by our mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. Danny Dean has been in touch. He's a serial recommender of songs for Guy, which you should be too. If you've got anything you think I might like that I've not heard before or you've not heard on the programme, do get in touch and broaden all of our musical horizons. Danny's been back in touch again and he says, I know you like Nico Case, but wondered if you heard the new one, That's Who I Am. It's from an interesting sounding new musical called Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, written by Stephen King and John Mellencamp. It's produced by T-Bone Burnett. Wow, there's a trio. The album, which is due out in June, has tracks recorded by Elvis Costello, Sheryl Crow, Roseanne Cash and others. Wow. Anyway, he says, give it a whirl, see what you think and keep up the good work. You've joined the pantheon of colossi who have informed my radio listening over the years. A pantheon that includes James H. Reeve, Annie Nightingale and Mark Radcliffe, among others. Well, I say there's some amazing company. I endeavour to make sure never to miss your show, technology permitting. All the best, Danny. Danny, you're a wonderful man. And I hadn't heard this Nico Case tune before. So from the Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, it doesn't sound like she's written this to me. This is Nico Case. And I have to admit to being a little stirred by the opening lyrics. She's quite a beautiful woman.
I'm a whole lot of big little girl and I know what men like. Look out, boys, 'cause here comes left up high. When you hold me tight and look into my eyes, I could sucker you into believing all of my lies. That's who I am, 1000% illusion. That's who I am. Got you floating on a cloud. That's who I am. Cookie cut for you.
Nico Case, and That's Who I Am. That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Danny Deenan. We're going to have another SFG in a minute, but first of all, let's go through some of your emails. Roger Pearson loves Fats Waller, who doesn't? Sabine Hannah said, thanks for playing The Chills, Pink Frost, no problem. And Jonty Clark says, you've been playing that tune by Henry Mancini, and you always mention Sexy Beast, but never The Big Lebowski. I'd forgotten it was in that tune. Thank you, Jonty, for that. A bit of a tut and a finger wag from Ferdinand Edwards, who says, Guy Old Fruit, it's hyperbole, not hyperbole. Love the show. Pedantically yours, Ferdinand, in Bristol. I don't even remember saying either version of the word, but thanks for the tip. Sale Graham has been in touch. He says, hi, just to say that I love the show, full of stuff that's new to me. When are you going to be on Desert Island Discs, as this does seem to be a recurring theme? Finally, after 5 years of playing Desert Island Discs snippets in the vain hope that somebody had asked when I was going to be on it, suddenly somebody takes the hint. We've had some texts and Twitters, but I'll read them out in a little while. First of all, let's have another Song for Guy recommendation. The one that spurred me to make Scott Matthews the artist of the week, rather the featured artist of the week. This is from Ton Van Ecker. He absolutely loves the man. He says, where is it? Here we go. I've not heard you play anything by Scott Matthews, but I've only been tuning in for 6 months. Yeah, I have only played Sweet Scented Figure, which was at the top of the show there. He's made three wonderful albums that I think you'll enjoy, and I'd like to recommend two songs to you. And he recommends this one, Wasp in a Jar, and then he recommends one by a Bob Marley cover, which I'm going to play for you in a little while. These take me back to a different time, living in sunny Plymouth and making music with my good friend Al, a man I don't see enough of these days. He used to play a beautiful version of Wasp in a Jar, which was actually how I first heard the song, after too many Guinnesses in a rowdy pub that fell silent as Al played. I hope you enjoy these songs as much as I enjoy listening to your show each week. All the best, Tom from Bristol. You're a gentleman. So Al, if you're listening, this is from Tom Van Eck, who doesn't see enough of you these days. This is Scott Matthews, my featured artist this week, and the beautiful The Wasp in the Jar.
On the rain.
Isn't that lovely? That was from Tom Van Ecker, who's responsible for Scott Matthews, who was singing there The Wasp in the Jar, being our featured artist this week.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley.
Riley, it's Richard Hawley. Call me back for peace sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for my programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savages here. Are you there?
Well, that's what you got to do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Let's have another song for Guy straight away from somebody else who's been in touch a number of times with successful recommendations to the programme. From Bob Pomfret. He says, Guy, it's such a buzz when you play a song I've recommended. Duncan Brown's My Old Friend Last Sunday, that I'm determined to find out another. How about Working Woman Blues by Valerie June? She's a beautiful girl with a quirky sound, and when she opens with, I ain't fit to be no mother, I ain't fit to be no wife, you can't help but forgive her. Oh well, Bob, let me give you another thrill straight away. This is a great tune. I've played her before on the programme, but I'll let you get away with that, because I've not heard this song before. She worked with Dan Auerbach, and if I'm not from the Black Keys, and if I'm not very much mistaken, my friend Richard Swift was involved with that session as well. Here she is, Valerie June, with Working Woman Blues. That's a song for Guy recommendation from Bob Pomfret.
Thank you.
Amazing stuff. Valerie June and Working Woman Blues. I want to investigate her further. I've liked everything that I've heard from her so far. So the theme of this week's programme is brass. It's late on a Sunday night for a lot of you, most of you I'd say. So this is always a favourite when it gets played. This is the love theme from Blade Runner. And I was discussing this with the boys the other day. And given some typical moves and some of this sort of lighter percussion and electric piano sounds, and really quite what should normally be considered quite a cheesy saxophone of the sort of moonlighting era, it's really quite a beautiful thing. I don't know why I love you, but I do, this song by Vangelis. This is the love theme from Blade Runner. Thank you. There we go. Beautiful, eh? The love theme from Blade Runner by Vangelis, or Frank Ellis, as one of the security guards at the BBC once called him. So, of course, I'm a northerner. There's no way I can have a programme themed around brass and not have a Colliery Band on. Rastrick Colliery Band with Brighouse and Rastrick Colliery Band. This is the Unthanks with the Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band. And this wonderful story will have tears in your eyes if you have a heart. This is the King of Rome.
Or he can learn to fly.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? The Unthanks and Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band, the King of Rome. What a beautiful thing. I have a feeling that Peter Hardy, who works on this very programme, was present at that recording. There you go. Here's the Blue Nile with a tune called From a Late Night Train. My friend Alex Poots, who does an awful lot for Manchester in the form of organising Manchester International Festival every year, which is just such a fantastic event, he played trumpet with the Blue Nile. Now, is it a real trumpet on this song, on this recording, or is it a synthesised trumpet? It's hard to tell because it's swimming in reverb. It doesn't matter either way because it's a beautiful song and a wonderful sound. From a Late Night Train by the Blue Nile. Nile and From a Late Night Train. I think possibly the person who plays brass that I've listened to most in my whole life is Chet Baker. I do love him, and I go and see the hotel he was staying in when he died every time I'm in Amsterdam. He had a very, very sad life, but he left us some beautiful music, including the trumpet solo on Elvis Costello's Shipbuilding. This is for my mum.
bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task. But I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got killed in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, when we could be diving for pearls.
Elvis Costello and Shipbuilding. Not a Robert Wyatt song, which many people think it is. He made it famous, but it's an Elvis Costello penned song. And that was the late, great Chet Baker playing the trumpet on that particular version. So you can't say trumpet without thinking about the first trumpeter on the moon, Louis Armstrong. Here he is, introducing possibly his most famous song.
There's a zillion people dug that tune the way I did it when I felt it. Because it's so much in Wonderful World that brings me back to my neighborhood where I live in Corona, New York. Of course, Long Island, everybody know where that is. And Lucille and I, ever since we married, we've been right there in that block. And everybody keeps their little homes up like we do. And it's just like one big family. I saw three generations come up in that block. And they're all with their children, grandchildren. They come back to see Uncle Satchmo and Aunt Lucille. So that's why I can say, I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I can look at all them kids' face. And I got pictures of them when they was 5, 6, and 7 years old. So when they handed me this wonderful world, I didn't look no further. That was it. And the music with it. So you can see from the expression, them people dug it. That's really, it is a wonderful world. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah. It certainly is. Louis Armstrong and Wonderful World, introduced by old Satchmo himself, Louis Armstrong.
Hello, I'm C6 Steve. I left home at 13 and I've been traveling ever since.
Hello, I'm Sean Keaveney. 3 weeks ago, I went on holiday, and I've been traveling ever since.
I slept rough as I was traveling my way across the USA from Mississippi to Tennessee to San Francisco.
Well, I've slept in reasonably priced accommodation in Windermere, Grasmere, Manchester and Sherwood Forest.
I played gigs in London, Berlin and Amsterdam.
I've been to Phoenix, the band, Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Man, I got some stories to tell. Maybe I should have my own breakfast show.
Let's park that, Steve. The job's harder than it looks. First of all, there's the cart wall, this computer that's touched.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You have to remember to empty the spent cartridges in the tea machine as well.
You're right, I never could do your job.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Time now for our last tune from our featured artist this week is Scott Matthews. This is a recommendation from Tom Van Ecker, and I think you'll recognise the song, but I don't want to ruin it by telling you what it is before the lyrics open it up for you, like a blossoming flower.
Oh,
and treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together with a roof right over our heads. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room, yeah. The job provide the bread. Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love? Got to know I'm willing and able. So I throw my cards on the table.
Scott Matthews' version of Bob Marley's Is This Love. Thank you so much for Tom Van Ecker for recommending that we listen to Scott Matthews a little deeper this week. Thank you to the Beckopedia, of course, and to everybody who helps me make the finest hour at Salford Media City. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Don Letts up next. Don't touch that dial. Night, Mum.
Midnight, I spent another.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight and this crowd of people is your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. Back to crossing time, space and genres after my Glastonbury break. Tonight, for your delight, Beck, Ty, Parquet Court, Stephen Marley, Pinku Noizu, Future Sound of London, Femme and Butch Cassidy's Sound System, to name just a few. Now, you know the coup and what I do. There's not too much talk and even less technique. Just taste and choose. Like this from Kotki Dwa, You and I.
Your face won't lie to you, believe your own reflection when he tries to catch your eye inside the lift some nights. It does affect you in a way. Behind the glass there are police, there are inspectors with no sympathy. When I pretend I am
some more. Yes, take her to Jamaica where the rum comes.